You are a curious one, aren't you? I see this cave has gotten your attention. Come, satiate your curiosity. Come inside. Explore. I'll guide you to me. Yes. Yes, that's it. I knew you would want to see what this is about. A mortal like you, you have a thirst for the unknown. You're so smart. You want to know all the secrets this cavern holds. What kind of thing could this disembodied whisper belong to? Is it a siren? A fae? A demon? Something darker? Maybe it's something you've never seen before. You wouldn't believe me even if I told you. You need the proof. You're logical. You're smart. You aren't going to just take my word for it. You probably are believing that this whispering is something you're imagining to keep yourself entertained while you explore the pitch and darkness that is this cavern. Seeing is believing, right? Keep walking deeper. Don't veer off the path. It seems you've come to a stop. If you make a left, you'll get all the riches you could imagine, but you cannot tell a lie. If you make a right, you'll encounter a hag who found a refuge away from society. But keep on this path ahead and you'll meet me, an old god, long forgotten. An eternity passed since I've been worshipped. I'm older than the oldest religion you can think of. Don't you want to meet a god? See physical proof that there is something divine? That's it. Keep walking deeper. I won't guide you astray. Trusting an incorporeal voice attached to a presence you haven't even seen. It's a lot to ask, I'm well aware. But the payoff will be so rewarding. Don't you want the reward? Don't you want to see the thing you have so blindly trusted? I can teach you so much. Show you so much. Give you whatever you want. I'm nothing like you've ever seen before. Why did you stop? Is it the skeletons? Those are people who lost their way. They gave up. They got scared. But you are braver than that, aren't you? They let their paranoia talk them out of meeting me. They gave into that fear. But you aren't going to give into that fear. You're stronger than that. I can feel it. Just a little deeper. You've made it this far. Don't give up now. Your reward is so close. The payoff is right around the corner. Good. Trust my voice and you'll get to meet me. Face to face. You have one more decision ahead of you and then you'll meet me. It's not a difficult one. Just another fork in the road, a dividing path, but I'll help you make the decision. I haven't left you yet, have I? Just a little further. Is it the nerves or the excitement that is making you hesitant? Humans, they tend to think they are two different emotions, but they're so closely intertwined. You can easily mistake one for the other. So are you actually feeling nervous? Or are you excited? I'm excited to meet you, to see you, and put a physical form to the presence I felt at the mouth of my cave. You are to keep on the path ahead. The path to the left will let you fix the mistake you've made in the past, but that will, of course, change the present. The path to the right will let you guarantee one small thing for your future, but something in your past and present will change. Stick to the path ahead and you'll meet me. And I can do something so much more powerful than those two. Continue on the path to me. Good, good. Somewhere, you know that the price for either of those targets would have been much greater than I let on. Some of those skeletons, they got swayed. They misstepped on their path to me. They paid the consequences of their actions despite me guiding them. You are so much smarter than that. So much better than them. You have been the one I've been waiting for. I can feel it. That light you see? That's where I am. Walk towards it. It's just some bioluminescent mushrooms. They love places that are dark and wet. No better place than a cave for that kind of atmosphere. Oh, don't get shy on me now. You've made it so far. You made the correct decisions. You didn't stray. Don't you want to see where your journey has led to? Your entire existence has led to this moment. You are the only mortal who has made all the right choices. You, a mere human, can see divinity with your own two eyes. You have the rare chance to come face to face with a god. Are you going to give that all up? No, of course you're not. Anyone in your position would be nervous. I promise, it'll be worth it. I never told you what kind of god I was. I'm not the humanoid gods that you worship. I'm something far older than the human idea of a god, or even of some petty immortal being. I've existed long before Earth ever did, and I will exist long after. This is merely where I'm spending a part of eternity. There is a word I believe you humans have for it. What was it again? Eldritch Abomination. Am I correct? Why have you started to back up? That really isn't an option for you. I told you, you're special. You're different. You are the first and only human to have made it to me. I'm not letting you go so easily. If you really insist, you can leave, of course. But as soon as you stepped into my cave, my home, we became linked, bonded. I'm inside your head. You will never be able to escape me. No matter where you go, I'll always be that voice in your head. I'll beckon and beckon for you to return. The siren song. Eventually you'll give in. If you don't, it'll drive you to madness. Considering your reaction to me, considering your mental state right now, I would say you're almost there. So, instead of backing up, come closer. Let me get a good look at the brave human who finally got to meet me after all these years of solitude and betrayals. You aren't what I was expecting. Not in a bad way. I had just always assumed you would be a little different. But you're a pleasant surprise. So much more physically appealing than I imagined. Humans really have never been my type. You have potential to be so much greater than you are. Be so much more. Isn't that what every mortal dreams of? To be bigger than themselves? To have an impact on the future? So that their name is never forgotten. Wow. You feel much different than I thought you would. But it is sweet how you lean into one of my tentacles' caresses. Do you want me to take you? Link us not only mentally, but physically? I need more than a nod. Use your words. Tell me if you want this. Good. Now I don't have to hold back a tiny bit. Open your mouth for me. Perfect. Such an inviting hole for me to put one of my tentacles in. Is this your first time taking something in your mouth? You just naturally sucked me in. Fuck. Working your tongue like that. Fuck. You needed this as much as I needed this. We were meant to be bound. Bound by some red string of fate or something. I hope you believe in destiny. It wasn't luck to have you walking past my lair. No, no, no. Of course it wasn't. It was fate. This is where you were meant to be. This is your place. To be the human between the mortal and eldritch realm. You were everything I thought you would be and more. Just like that. Keep looking at me with those lust-blown pupils. You keep sucking my tentacle like that. I'm going to use these 3 or 4 other tentacles to explore your body. The suckers underneath are good for so much more than just grabbing, eating, exploring. again. Yeah, that's so good. Making me feel so good. Oh, it's only fair that I return the favor. You have two perky nipples that are desperate for attention. Sticking out like that. I think they each need a sucker from one of my tentacles. That way, you can suck me as I suck you. Oh, yeah. Oh, so good. Think you can take a little more? I've only put the most sensitive part of my tentacle in your mouth. But I can go deeper. Let me go deeper into your throat. Do you want that? Of course you do, so good. Nodding your head and trying to say yes to the tentacle filling your mouth. Ready? Here it comes. More and more tentacle just going inside you. It's going a little deeper. You're taking it so well. That's it. Just relax your throat and let my tentacle do all the work. Oh, fuck, it feels so good just sitting here. Focus on the suckers on your nipples and the nice feeling of in and out. In and out. Oh, I'm doing so well for me. So amazing. A stunning little human letting me use their mouth as I see fit. And you're even trying to swallow around me. Even if you make me come, this isn't the only tentacle that can. Each one of them, every single one of my tentacles can come, which means that your job isn't done. There are more places they can explore. Fuck. There's more places they can fill up. They can fill you up so fucking well. Maybe I should reach you. You wouldn't like that, wouldn't you? Filled with my eggs and being a little incubator for your eldritch god. Yes. Fuck yeah, keep swallowing me. Keep sucking me in like that. Fuck. Oh, so good. Now I'm imagining you taking my tentacles from both ends. They were slithering around you. Fuck. Oh, you look so beautiful covered in my tentacles. Teasing your nipples here. Leaving Nikki there. I'm breeding you full. That image alone is enough to make me come. Look at you, greedily slurping at my tentacle. So fucking good. Keep that up and I'm gonna come. Is that what you want, little human? You want me to come down your throat? Keep doing that. Oh, I'm not gonna last much longer at this rate. A fucking natural at sucking tentacles. My perfect fucking human. Oh, yeah. I'm so close. Don't you fucking stop. Don't stop. Oh, fuck. 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 So I'm gonna hunt down, and you haven't even been told. So perfect already. You really are the perfect match for me. But relax for a second. Yeah, my tentacles out of your throat. There we go. The suckers are staying on your nipples until we take care of you. I mentioned filling you from both ends, having the rest of my tentacles slither around you, greeting you, and I can't get that thought out of my head. And don't you want to come? Of course you do. Such a sweet, precious thing you are. I'll let you come once I've filled you from both ends. Just relax. Let my tentacles do all the work.